This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Coming soon to our public schools, businesses. President Obama announced a big grant program today, $100 million, to encourage high schools to prepare their students for tech jobs by pairing up with employers. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
Companies are already putting their stamps on some of the country's high schools. Take P-Tech. The Brooklyn High School is a collaboration between New York City's Education Department, the City University of New York, and IBM. Kids graduate in 6 years with associate's degrees in computer systems or electromechanical engineering, and the promise of being first in line for an IBM job. President Barack Obama made a special appearance at the school last month.
Across the country, companies like Verizon and Microsoft and Con Ed and Cisco, they saw what IBM was doing and they said, well, this is a good idea. We can do this too.
The newly announced grants require high schools to partner with colleges and local employers. A fine idea if done right, says Betsy Brand, the head of the American Youth Policy Forum.
The place that business can do the most is by providing opportunities for internships or apprenticeships.
But she says high schools should not be used as taxpayer-funded training programs for specific jobs. Kevin Wellner is a professor at the University of Colorado Boulder and head of the National Education Policy Center.
I'd be curious to see whether there are protections designed to avoid these schools, avoid them becoming the same sort of low-track dumping grounds that vocational education has become.
Done poorly, he says, high school job training can push kids onto tracks that leave them unprepared for college or better jobs. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.